refamiliarize ourselves with this song by just playing through the top half, and then we'll start in.
Good morning. Welcome you here on this beautiful fall day. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. As we have a few announcements and a lot on the service this morning, I'm going to move directly into the announcements. Put this on your calendar. December 6th is the adoption party for Gabriel Sorensen. Everybody is invited. Here's one that I've been told to really highlight. Beaver Dam Mennonite Women's Christmas carry-in is this Wednesday. I guess this date has been floating all over the calendar. It is this Wednesday at 10 a.m. All ladies are welcome.
And bring 3,000 toiletries if you want to participate
in the cookie exchange. Okay. Whatever Marlene said. See Marlene for more details. Wednesday night activities this week. We have a light meal at 6, and afterwards we are decorating the church for Christmas. Please, everybody, come. More hands make it go faster. December Sunday school breakfast is next Sunday. It will be a carry-in, so please come and bring something to share. There is no junior church today, and this Sunday already on the back table are the cards we send our college students that we normally hand out the first during church breakfast, but we put them out this Sunday because with it being December, by the time you get them and mail them and people coming back with the end of the semester, a lot of times it misses the college kids. So please pick up a card, if you would, and mail it to those of our students in college. I mean, they're going through their last week or so of finals and whatnot, and I'm sure they can use the encouragement. So they're on the back table. We'll move into Advent here. This is the first Sunday of Advent. Today, we begin our celebration of Advent. On these four Sundays leading up to Christmas, we will rejoice in the great gift that is ours in Jesus Christ. To help us celebrate, we will be lighting the candles of the Advent wreath. The candles signify that Jesus is the light of the world. The evergreens remind us that he is the life and brings life to us. All these are arranged in a circle because life in Christ has no end. Each Sunday, we will light an additional candle. Then, on Christmas Eve, we will light all the candles, including the center one, the Christ candle. As we do, we will rejoice that Christ has come to us. He is Emmanuel, God with us. On this first Sunday of Advent, we light the candle of hope. Hope is our assurance that God will finish all he has started. Hope is our confidence that he will do all he has promised. All the promises of God are fulfilled in Jesus Christ. He is our hope today and forever. 2 Corinthians 1:20. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift.
That sounds really cool, but don't we always have plays here? Do we really need auditions?
We sure do. Have you seen the stuff they've been putting out recently? I mean, puppet shows. I mean, really, it's getting a little stale. I mean, come on. Fairy tales and the acting. Oh, wow. Oh, and don't even get me started on the writing. I mean, it's like they repeat the same thing over and over and over again.
Yes, it has been pretty horrible, hasn't it?
Yes, it has been horrible, hasn't it?
Yes, it has been horrible, hasn't it? See what I mean? Anyway, no more messing around. This year, for the Advent play, we are going to hold auditions. For each part, so you get some good quality acting.
What exactly do you have in mind?
Well, have you ever seen the show American Idol?
Oh yeah, that singing show where people come to audition to be America's next singing sensation?
Exactly! We're going to do something like that. I already have some background information on all of our contestants. For each one auditioning, they'll come and perform something, and after they're done, we'll vote. If they get three yeses, then they're in. And if not, then... And we're going to call it Advent Idol! Do you want to help me judge the contestants? play the roles of wonderful counselor, almighty God, everlasting father, and prince of peace.
Cool. I think I saw your first auditioner waiting in the back. Should we call him in?
Sure, let's get started. First person to audition, come in, please. Good morning, welcome. Welcome.
Good morning.
And could you please tell us your name?
My name is Sigmund.
Okay, and do you have a last name, Mr. Sigmund?
Oh, yeah, you may call me Sigmund F.
Okay, Sigmund F. Let's see, it says here you have a background in psychology and psychoanalytics, that you've written several books on this subject. Is that true?
Oh, yes, that is correct. That is correct.
And what brings you here today?
Well, I am an expert in psychology and experience with this, and I think I would make a wonderful counselor.
Okay, great. And what are you going to do for us today?
Well, I thought I would read something from my book.
Oh, you wrote a book. Okay, whenever you're ready. Carry on.
Yes, let's see. The ego and the superego are the three theoretical constructs by which our mental life is described. The id is the primitive and instinctive component of the personality, like the personality of a newborn child. The ego develops in order to mediate between the unrealistic id and the external world. The ego considers social realities and norms, etiquettes and rules in deciding how to behave. The superego incorporates the values and norms of society.
Okay, I think we've heard.
Yes, yes, and tell me, how does this make you feel?
Actually, it makes me feel a little confused.
Oh, excellent, I think we have made good progress today.
Yes, sure, whatever. I think it's time to vote. What do we think of this wonderful counselor?
Well, as a counselor for troubled people, it might work. But for the part in our play that we're looking for, I'm going to have to say no. Sorry, maybe you could try out next year.
Yeah, it just wasn't good. It'll be a no for me as well.
It was absolutely dreadful. It was like something out of college psychology class. That would be a no. Thank you. Oh. On your way. Thank you so
Goodbye.
Much.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Bye. Don't trip on your ego on the way out.
Sure, yes. Good morning. Can you please tell us your name?
Yes. I'm attorney Richard Dewey from the law firm of Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe.
Okay, yes. So you are a lawyer. That is correct?
Yes, that's I'm an attorney. Yes, I'm a lawyer.
So what brings you here today?
My commercial that I'm supposed to be shooting here today.
Okay, so whenever you're ready, just go ahead.
Okay. Is the camera? Sure. Is that the camera?
Yes.
Camera?
Oh, sure. Thank you. Yes.
Excellent. Well, sorry. Okay. Hello. I'm attorney Richard Dewey from the law firm of Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe. Have you been in an accident? Well, before you call your insurance company and sign anything, please call my law firm. Have you been in an auto accident? Oh, you have? Call my law firm. A home accident, boating, hunting accident, maybe a farming accident with a large farming tractor? Possibly from, John Deere, maybe, or Caterpillar? Big company, deep pockets. Call my law firm, and we will take care of you. As a matter of fact, you will pay nothing unless the insurance company pays us money. Of course, if they don't, then we will have to get some compensation. But we have won many, many cases, and I would make a wonderful counselor to you. My mom has told me so. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you. Are we ready to vote? Does this guy have what it takes to be a wonderful counselor?
It just didn't work for me. I'm going to go with a no.
Wait, objection! Objection, Your Honor! What?
Still a no.
Absolutely! 100% awful!
What?
Objection!
The last thing we need is another attorney. Come on, that would be a no for me.
And it's going to be a no for me as well. So I'm sorry. Let's bring in the next audition.
This is a terrible commercial. I will sue you people!
Well, I really need some counsel.
Hello? Would you like to tell us your name, please?
Jesus.
Oh, okay. Jesus, do you have a last name?
C.
Jesus C. Oh, okay. And do you think you're going to be the next Advent Idol?
Yes, I'm here to audition for Wonderful Counselor.
Oh, great. And what will you be performing for us today?
Well, I'm going to read from my book.
You wrote a book too, huh? Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Okay.
It's quite popular.
Okay, let's see what you got.
If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid.
Wow, that was amazing. What do you all think? What do you think of Jesus C?
OMG!
Right.
It was like he was speaking right to me. Oh, absolutely, yes.
That's going to be a yes for me, absolutely.
And, well, definitely a yes for me. You are going to Jerusalem.
Yes.
Inviting us up, Monica.
Well, thanks for helping out. Can you do it again next week?
Sure. See you then.
Oh, I'm on New Jerusalem!
Well, it is good to laugh. It is good to celebrate as we begin this Advent season. And God has given us the blessing of laughter to lift our spirits and even at times bring us closer to Him through laughter. So we're now going to move into our praise and prayer time. I do have two from Monica here. She has a friend that was Sandy, who was hit by a car, and Frank is her friend, has some serious health issues. So hold them up in your prayers. Is there any other prayer requests from anyone?
Just to keep all the hunters tomorrow in your prayers. Tomorrow is the first day of gun season. I know most of you probably didn't know that, so I thought I'd remind you. And also, somebody's going to be selling a 40th birthday on Wednesday. I'm just so honored and blessed to be a part of his life for 24 years of those 40 years. So happy birthday, Randy, on Wednesday.
Thank you.
Another request for someone in the building where I live. Her name is Shirley. Serious problems with her leg. I can't be specific because I don't understand everything that's going on, but she has to have some kind of a procedure on Monday, and this is very upsetting to her. Just keep Shirley in your prayers. She really needs them. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there an update on Heather's mom? She passed
away? No, not that I have not had an update on her. So, but if you didn't get the email, Heather Huff's mom is in Pittsburgh Hospital. I forget the name of the disease, but it's basically the way she talks, it's terminal and will only be a matter of time. So keep them in your prayers as well. Go ahead, Louise.
Well, this is a prayer and a praise. The prayer is that you'll be with Linda and the people that are involved in the play that's going to be this coming Saturday, 5:00 at Assembly of God. It's a musical ballet, and Linda has written it, and she's directing it. And it's a wonderful Christmas story. It's based on a children's book. If you are interested in going, I'd be glad to give you some more information. But it's a very, it's a miracle that Linda is feeling well enough to be able to do this, and so we're very thankful.
Thank you.
Louise, was that 5 or 7?
Okay. Well, before we pray, I think I need to add one more praise, and I just want to say it's a good thing to see a few familiar college faces that we haven't seen here for a while, and those that have moved off for work too. Welcome back to visit us. So let us let's bow our heads in prayer. Father God, your grace is overwhelming. Your love is amazing. And the gift of your Son as we start this Advent season is something that I don't think we will ever fully comprehend. Lord, we know it was out of your love that you sent him for us. And Lord, as we bow before you in prayer, we ask, we lift up these prayers in his name. For Monica's friends, Sandy and Frank, Lord, and their situations and their health issues, Lord, we ask you to be with them and their family. For Hazel's friend, Shirley, Lord, just touch her legs. Be with her. May your presence alone bring comfort and healing in her life. And Lord, Heather's mother as well. It looks like she's facing the end, Lord. We just pray. Lord, we pray for her. We pray for her soul. I don't know, Lord, where she stands with you, but I pray by the time that her end comes, Lord, that she, if she doesn't now, that she knows you. But through this, Lord, may you just draw her family closer to you. Lord, I pray for Linda this morning, thanking you for the talent you've given her, for the ability and the strength and health to perform and write plays, Lord. And we just pray for her and the entire family there, Lord, as I'm sure there's many continued doctor's appointments and all that, Lord. We just pray for her. And Lord, also we pray for safety as this many in this church will tomorrow be in the woods. Lord, we thank you for safety over the harvest, as many of the farmers spent their time this summer in the fields planting and harvesting, and we thank you for that safety. And Lord, we pray for that to continue as the hunting season rolls around. And not just that, Lord, as the weather gets nastier and the roads get treacherous at times, Lord, we pray for safety there as well, fully recognizing that our soul existence depends on you. Lord, may all glory and praise be to you. And as we continue this worship service, may we worship you with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind. All glory and honor and praise be to you and you alone. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're going to start off with the offering, and while the offering's taking place, we're going to play Renew 267 instrumentally, and then when we're all ready, we'll start in and sing that. So the offering is one of the ways we make way for God's kingdom to come. So we thank you, Father, for the opportunity to contribute to your kingdom and to help spread it through our monetary gifts. And we thank you that you use us in so many ways. There are so many gifts you give us, and those gifts are not given for our selfish purposes. Those gifts are given to us so that we can selflessly share them with the world. And we thank you for that. Amen.
The name nation rejoices. Open the gates before him, lift up your voices. In all of Galilee, in city or village, he goes among his people, curing their illness. The King of glory comes, the nation rejoices. Open the gates before him, lift up your voices. Sing, men of David, son, our Savior and brother. In all of Galilee was never another. The King of glory comes, the nation rejoices. Open the gates before him, lift up your voices. The King of glory comes, the nation rejoices.
Oh Lord, we welcome your presence here. We thank you. We thank you for coming thousands of years ago. And we thank you for sending your spirit into our hearts, our souls, into our lives to guide us. And we thank you that you will be riding the clouds again in glory, and you will be coming to us. And we look forward to that day. And we praise you. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. Please turn to 100 in your hymnal. Praise him, praise him.
Praise him, praise him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Sing, O earth, his wonderful love proclaim. Hail him, hail him, highest archangels in glory. Strength and honor give to his holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard his children. In his arms he carries them all day long. Praise him, praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, praise him, ever in joyful song. Praise him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. For our sins he suffered and bled and died. He our rock, our hope of eternal salvation. Hail him, Jesus the crucified. Sound his praises, Jesus who bore our sorrows. Love unbounded, wonderful, deep and strong. Praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever in joyful song. Praise him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Heavenly portals, thou with us and us ring. Jesus, Savior, reigneth forever and ever. Crown him, prophet and priest and king. Christ is coming over the world victorious. Power and glory unto the Lord belong. Praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever in joyful song.
He became sin, who knew no sin, that we might become his righteousness. He humbled himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing, love so amazing. Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all. His body the bread, His blood the wine, broken and poured, all for love. The whole earth trembled and the veil was torn. Love so amazing, love so amazing. Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all. All our hope is in you. All our hope is in you. All the glory to you, God, the light of the world. All our hope is in you. Hope is in you. All the glory to you, God, the light of the world, Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer. Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all, Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all.
God sent His Son, they called Him Jesus, He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lived. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow, because He lives, all fear is gone, because I know He holds the future. worth the living just because he lives. How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy he gives. But greater still, the calm assurance this child can face uncertain days because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow because he lives. All fear is gone because I know one day I'll cross that river, I'll fight life's fight, no war with pain, and then in death gives way to victory. I'll see the lights of glory, and I'll know he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. And life is worth the living just because he
Lord Jesus, you are alive, and you are alive within us, and you are alive in this world, and you're coming back. Thank you. Amen. By Ethan and Christina to come up. And this will be, the congregation will have a part in this as well. So. All
right. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
The people walking in the darkness had seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned.
The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world.
The Virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel.
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders.
Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever.
The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
We will be saved from our enemies and from all who hate us. God has been merciful to our ancestors by remembering his sacred covenant, the covenant he swore with an oath to our ancestor Abraham. We have been rescued from our enemies so we can serve God without fear, in holiness and righteousness for as long as we live. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace.
Well, good morning. It's very good to be back, and I can honestly say I've missed you guys these last few weeks. But I need to start by thanking you. 2 weeks ago, we weren't here because you guys graciously sent me and Deanne to the pastor spouse retreat. And as we go through life, we don't realize at times how much we need a little bit of break from reality, how much we need to recharge and refresh our batteries, and to say the least, that we were at that point. It wasn't bad, but we needed refreshed and recharged, and I do believe that is part of what Isaiah meant when he called Jesus the Wonderful Counselor. That God knows when we need those little things, those little breadcrumbs, to get us through, to help us, to give us that little bit of joy that we might have missed out on. So thank you for sending us. This week we are, or this Advent season, we are going to be looking at, I'm sure you've caught it by now, the names of Jesus. We are going to be looking at specifically the names the prophet Isaiah gave Jesus in Isaiah 9, chapter 9, verse 6. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. And today begins that Advent season. That's why we had the Frank family come up and light the first candle. Part of that might be so you guys could see Nora up close. But anyhow, we thank you for that. But today is the beginning of a month-long celebration of the birth of our Savior. What a beautiful thing to celebrate. What an amazing thing to celebrate. And through this, we are definitely going to be focusing on Jesus. I'm going to read Isaiah 9, 6, and I know we've heard it probably about four times today, but it's a beautiful section of Scripture. And so I think it's worth reading a few more times. Isaiah states, "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. Today we're going to look at the term Wonderful Counselor. And this is a little bit different for me. I personally prefer picking a section of Scripture and breaking it apart and talking about this. But today we're going to take a certain theme or the name, Wonderful Counselor, and look at that a little bit. But I need to start by stating that some of the manuscripts, the earlier manuscripts, there is a comma between Wonderful and Counselor, and that really doesn't make much of a difference for today. But even in the NIV, it has a footnote that Isaiah might have meant to describe Jesus as wonderful and as a counselor. But to be honest, I made sure we kept them together because there's four names there. Did you notice that? Wonderful Counselor, Everlasting Father, Mighty God, Prince of Peace. There's four Sundays in Advent, so I didn't know how to stretch out a fifth one there, to be honest. But today we're going to look at the Wonderful Counselor side of things. And there is no doubt that if you've ever read the Bible and studied anything about Jesus, that name fits him. The name Wonderful, that the name Counselor fits Jesus. Fits Jesus when he walked on this earth, without a doubt. I looked on Google. Wonderful is defined on Google as inspiring delight, pleasure, admiration, extremely good, here's my favorite, marvelous. It sounds fitting. Counselor, someone who gives advice. I don't think Isaiah was describing Jesus as a good attorney to give you good counsel, legal counsel. No, this fits Jesus perfect. A wonderful person who gives us advice. When I say person, yes, but he is also God. And that's what Isaiah was doing here as well. And this is a very good name when it comes to describing Jesus. And we're going to look at that a little bit. And if we look at his life, he showed us that his life was all about serving others, was self-sacrificial service to others. And he gives us, in his words alone, he gives us some sound advice on how we serve others. In Matthew chapter 6, and I'm not going to read the whole thing because it can be quite lengthy, Jesus talks about meeting the needs of others. And if we look at Jesus' life, that's really what it was about. It was about meeting others' needs. It wasn't about, well, it was in part, but he didn't go out and just go from town to town and solve every little problem in that town. But when he came across somebody with a need, he met that need. He healed people constantly. He fed the 5,000. He did things for others. Matthew 6, Jesus' words, he tells us, and I'm paraphrasing here, but really what he says is, when you see a need, you meet that need. This life is more than just about yourselves. This is about helping others along their journey as well. But what he says in Matthew 6, I think, is very important. Don't advertise it. Don't advertise that you met that need. When you see someone in need, when you're driving down the road and you see somebody soaking wet walking and you stop and pick them up and you take them and you give them a ride to where they're going, don't go rent a billboard and put on it what you did. He says, do it in secret. Don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Let me read it. But when you give, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. So that you do in secret. Serve others. But don't do it for yourself. See, when we start advertising and saying that I helped this person and I did that, then it's more about us and not about them. And there's a reason I think Jesus gives us this counsel in Scripture, and we're going to get into that in a little bit. But when we serve, make sure let's serve in ways that in no way, shape, or form it can come back around to us. That's what Jesus is asking of us here. Scripture is full of many other places where Jesus gives very good counsel, very good, wonderful, marvelous advice. But I also believe in this passage in Isaiah 9, chapter 6, Isaiah is saying so much more in there than just that Jesus is a wonderful counselor. And we're going to look at that now. Isaiah is making a pretty bold statement here. Isaiah is comparing, is saying that a child is going to be born. And we're going to call him Mighty God, Everlasting Father. And those are terms that the Jewish people would have picked up on very quickly, that Isaiah is saying God is coming to this earth. He is tying Jesus into a part of the Trinity. And the other thing he does, when he says wonderful counselor, and they wouldn't have known it, he wouldn't have even known it back then, but I do believe Isaiah was tying the Holy Spirit in there as well. The Trinity. And the Trinity, it's the Godhead three in one, and it's something that I don't think we'll ever fully comprehend on this earth as well. But we have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. And in this verse, one verse alone, Isaiah, I believe, ties all three of them together. And why do I say that? How is when Isaiah calls Jesus a wonderful counselor, how is he talking of the Holy Spirit? Well, Tristan helped us in his little reading of Scripture this morning. But if you look in the New Testament, where Jesus used the word counselor, he used it four times in the New Testament. Every instance he used it, he was talking of the Holy Spirit. Every instance. John 14, verses 15 through 17. If you love me, you will obey what I command. I will ask. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. John 14, 26, but the counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I had said to you. John 15, 26, when the counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth, who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. But I tell you the truth, it is good. It is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come. But if I go, I will send him to you. I think Isaiah, safe to say that Isaiah tied that in very well. And Jesus tied in the Holy Spirit is the counselor that lives with us, lives within us now. That's a beautiful thing if you think about it. The words of God are written and living in our hearts through the counsel the Holy Spirit gives us. That still small voice in our head. That should get us excited. But on the other hand, sometimes that still small voice living within us, the Holy Spirit, the counsel he gives, can sometimes be tough to swallow. Sometimes in our lives we need a little correction. Sound counsel gives us correction when we need it. And I believe the Holy Spirit does that as well, and I experienced that this past week. I know it might be hard for some of you to believe, but I'm not perfect. Yeah, you can laugh. I'm not perfect at all. I work hard, I try, and I do my best. But we're all human, and we all fall short at times. Deanne can testify to this, but a little over a week ago, I was a grouchy person. I was not easy to be around. When I come over here, I can hide it very, very well. But I was grouchy, and it was completely selfish of me, and I have since hit my knees and repented of my actions. You see, I was grouchy because, and some of you that hunt will understand this, and some of you won't. But in our family, when we go to West Virginia, which we did last week, and hunt. It's a big deal for our family. I mean, it's sun up, sun down, and harvest is very, very important. Well, my son this year decided to save his money so he could come with us. And I was okay with that at first. And please, when I say this, I share this with a bit of, there's no pride in my heart in this. This is me being very shameful of my thoughts. But I was upset because I knew with him there, my hunt would not be about me. My days would be spent helping him. And yes, that is a horrible thing to think that I didn't want to help him. But when we're down there, it's not like around here where you can go out to this thicket or that thicket. When you leave your car in the morning or cabin, it's a 2-hour hike to where you're going to hunt. And in the first day down there, I spent more than five hours. I hiked for over 5 miles through the mountains trying to find a good spot for us to hunt because it required two of us to sit close together because he's underage. And we found one beautiful spot after 15 miles of hiking in a couple days. And I knew that spot would get a deer. Without a doubt, there was no doubt in my mind. So I put him there, and I chose to sit a little bit away from him where I knew I wouldn't have success. And all the while, I'm just, well, he's my son. I need to do this. Wasn't real pleased with it. Tuesday morning, I heard his gun go off. And my world changed. I climbed out of my tree and I went over to where he was. And I saw a smile on his face that I knew because of my work, my sacrifice, that I almost didn't do because of my selfishness. That kid just wrote a memory in his mind, in his brain, that he will never lose, that he did something with his father that he will never, ever, ever forget. And my selfishness almost missed out on that. And so for the next 6 hours, yes, 6 hours, to get that deer from where he harvested it to the car, I had a smile on my face from ear to ear. I could hardly walk when I got done. 6 hours to get that thing in. There's joy in serving others. There's joy in helping others. And that's what the counsel of the Holy Spirit showed me last week. The wonderful counselor that lives within us showed me, taught me a lesson that this is not about us. That serving God is not about us. It's about serving others, putting ourselves second. I watched a friend down there do the same with his father, who is not very good at hunting, but his whole week was about helping his father. I watched an uncle do the same thing, and you know what? Those two had the biggest smiles on their face the whole week than anybody else there. I do believe that when we serve others, when we are serving others, we're worshiping God. And when we're worshiping God, we can't help but to have joy in our heart, an unexplainable joy that is not there when we're living a selfish lifestyle, when we're living for ourselves. It's a beautiful lesson to be reminded of this week for me. And I apologize if some of you think, I can't believe my pastor was actually like that, but I am human. As we continue through this Advent season, I think it's important. I think it's very important that our hearts are right with God. That we understand and that we recognize, yes, that as we worship God, that's what we do on Sunday morning from 10:45 till noon or whenever. But worshiping God is so much more than that. Through the counsel, the wonderful counselor living within us, worshiping God is serving others. And it's what we do Monday through Saturday. And if we're serving out of the goodness of our heart, out of the Spirit of Jesus pouring out of us, then we're worshiping God. Chris, would you guys come up and get ready to do this last next song? As we're worshiping God, we're worshiping God as we're serving others. Let's make sure our hearts are in the right place this Advent season. Let's make this Advent season about serving others, about not wanting what we think we need, but when we see a need of someone else, let's meet that need. As we sing this last song, I ask you to stand and grab the hand of someone next to you. We're going to end things a little differently this morning. We're going to sing this song, holding hands. I'm going to give the benediction. And then we're going to sing one final verse a cappella of a song.
When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come. Wanting just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. Song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear, you're looking into my coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. King of endless worth, no one could express how much you deserve. Though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours, every single breath. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all sorry, Lord, for the thing I made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus.
Father God, Lord, as we continue this Advent season, as we continue through our lives, may our hearts desire nothing more than to worship you. As we go, Lord,
May that desire grow stronger and stronger within our hearts. May our heart break when we see things that break your heart. And may the Spirit scream loud in our minds when there's a need that you're calling us to meet. And as we meet that need, Lord, may it bring glory and honor to you and you alone. Let us go in your love. In Jesus' name.